subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Cher Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
So, Riggins, you're not worried that that guy will vandalize your house? No?
No. It's a different guy.
Yeah, I thought it was...
Riggins had, there was a lawn service supposed to come mow his yard, and was he already 3 days behind what he said he was going to be?
Yeah. Rescheduled, like on the first day I had hired him, scheduled it out for like three more days. And it's supposed to rain, you know, for the next 5 days or so. So this is like the last day to get a cut, and it needs to get cut. So, yeah, I wrote the service that I used an email. I said, hey, just a heads up, I'm canceling my service because the first day it's been postponed. And I wasn't reimbursed for anything. So I was very polite about it, but I said, it's like skipping out on your first day on the job. It's like calling in sick. And he said, no, we totally understand. So sorry. And then they're sending a new person out. In 20 minutes, he'll be there.
Nice. I didn't even know that they had a service like that for yard mowing.
I didn't either.
But it makes total sense, like everything else.
Yeah. You don't have to call anybody. You just get online, book your... You tell them their address. Now they look it up on Google Maps, see what they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
You tell them how high the grass is, what you want done. And it's
easy. If something happens, you have to do three. Is three the minimum, you said?
Yeah. Originally, it's three with the minimum, but they're just doing one for me because I complained.
So, every time we've had, you know, people that mowed our yard, it was like the owner of the company, and he just had people that worked for him or whatever.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I don't know, though.
Boy,
you've never had a problem, though, with dog walkers coming into your house and all that kind of stuff, your apartment. The guy that mows our yard now, is his name's Bryant, but he's huge. And so I call him the Gentle Bryant. Like the Gentle Giant.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, not to his face. He doesn't know that that's what I call him. But that's not insulting or anything. Because he's very, very nice. Because when he came over to meet us or to mow the yard for the first time, Jody had it set up and all, of course. And he rang the doorbell. And she had already told me, listen for the doorbell. The new yard guy's coming. I was like, okay. So I go down, open the door, and I mean, this huge guy standing there and very soft spoken and reaches his hand out to shake hands with me. And his big ass hand just looked like a toddler hand in his when we were shaking hands. And I was like, oh my God, this guy could just snap me in two right now and not even realize it.
Yeah.
You know, like of mice and men kind of thing. He could pet me and love me and squeeze me and all that. But he can't, you know, he was talking about how he can't even get guys to work for him as much anymore. He said he started out with however many employees and then it got dwindled down to this. And so now it's just him. And he's got his certain, you know, his route that he does with.
He does all of them by himself.
Yeah. That have him, you know, booked to come around every week to do that. But I just wonder that I don't know if I would trust a service like that to be coming every week or doing it, being in charge of. I don't know why.
It's outside. It's not like they're going inside to clean or anything.
Yeah, but I mean, like their work. If they're not really, you know, if they're not facing their boss every day, or the boss is not around watching their work and all that.
That's awesome, though. If you're a high school kid or something, you get on that deal. You can pick up I can pick up 3 yards tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, bam, bam, bam.
And you get reviews from people. So you check every, you know, you can hire essentially. You know, they'll give you five options. Here's a guy, he's got 500 five-star reviews.
Yeah.
Or here's a guy, he's got 300 three-star reviews. And he's been rebooked 78 times in your area.
Yeah.
So you can kind of do your own research and determine who you trust. But yeah, it's an easy service rather than.
Yeah, well, there's no way I can do that now. I'd get killed.
What do you mean?
Because gentle Bryant may turn into not so gentle Bryant.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Hey, you've been out here having to deal with my wife for a couple of months now, and then all of a sudden, no thanks.
Yeah, that could be bad.
I found a high school kid on a service that'll do it for $5.
Is it people that only work through this service, or is it like so they're lawn care companies that just are like, hey, we have some openings here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of people do that on the dog walking services too. They've got like a whole business, but this just connects them with new clients and stuff like that. So,
who makes more? Somebody that does dog walking through a service, or someone who does it on their own?
I think with the service.
I would think through the service now, because you can get those constantly.
And you don't have to do any promotion. Like, you don't have to do flyers, because they're just saying, here's some dog walkers in your area. And this is what they charge. You set your own price. So,
It's not a like an Uber, where the price is what it is for the ride, and then the driver gets a certain amount.
You can make your own prices and things like that. So, but the good thing about that is, if you see somebody's charging $80 for a night compared to the person with $30, you know, you go, oh, they're going to care a little bit more. You know, they charge a lot, but they provide a lot. So you just determine what you want to pay.
They also ask, like, after they've done it a couple times, they'll be like, hey, if you want to book me not through the app, we can, you know, they'll make more money on it.
Yeah, you're not supposed
to. Yeah, they're not supposed to. But
that's what happened when we lived in the little townhouse over here. Amanda found, through a service, somebody that was a dog walker. And after about the third or fourth time, she said, hey, you've been needing me every now and then, because we were both working in the city all day and that kind of stuff. And when we would go out of town, we would just have her come, and she would come in, take Toby on a walk a couple times a day. She's like, hey, next time if you need me again, here's my number. Just call me direct. And so we started doing that, and it worked out a little better for everybody.
Yeah. Have you ever had the cable guy or the satellite guy do that? We have. You know they're not supposed to be doing it.
They're definitely not supposed to be doing it.
Now, I can't be here till about 5:30. Okay. We had some cleaning ladies that did that one time, and the owner of the place, because they didn't tell Jody that they were just gonna go out and do things on their own willy-nilly.
Yeah,
but they told her that they told Jody that they were starting their own business, and, you know, they were splitting off to, you know, to improve themselves and all of that, and she liked the way that they did the house, and so she hired them and their company. And then the original company that they worked for called and said, she goes, now, yeah, I know I like your company and all, but I like the way that they clean the house, so I think I'm just going to go with them. And he said, they don't have a company, they're not insured, they're not licensed, I'm going to sue them. And I mean, it was a big ruckus.
Yeah. That's, it's always about the insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when you go to a company, you also have to have it's essentially a non-compete. If you work for a company, there's always a clause that says, hey, when you can't take clients and then leave and, you know, kill my business.
Right. But you can take them and stay with the company. Just don't tell us that you're installing their satellites, satellite dishes in the middle of the night. Yeah. Or this, you know, and I'm going to have to come in my own truck.
Right. Yeah. Don't be alarmed.
That'd be like, Riggins, if you went to Cardinal Environmental Solutions and said, hey, I know you're advertising with Ace and TJ, but I mean, I can do your commercials on my own website and everything. Yeah. Just don't tell them.
It's a good idea.
And I'll charge you less.
Should do that. It might be suspicious when I haven't posted on Instagram in 3 years, and all of a sudden I start posting Cardinal Environmental stuff. I'm like, what is that about?
Yeah, you're holding a bottle of Calitrin in your Instagram story.
Every picture of your dog has a little blanket covered in it that says Cardinal Environmental Solutions on it.
Do that.
Jody didn't think she was just hiring them on the side.
Yeah.
So she thought that they had legitimately started their own company. And
I remember that, because I think those same two people work. I think Jody was the one that called us and said, hey, heads up, just got a call from the cleaners.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Because she had recommended them to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think they even came the first time, did they? They were set to start on y'all's house, and they didn't get there. Maybe they did it once.
I think they did it once.
Mm-hmm.
They had done it once, and then I had to tell them, hey, nope.
Don't do that.
No, thank you.
Who knew that was such a cutthroat business?
Yeah, cleaning ladies.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't understand about today is, what are people doing? If all these places are hiring, how are people surviving? You know what I mean? Like the yard guy, he has no, yeah. he can't hire people. The lady at Chili's was telling me the other night, they can't keep, you know, they can't get people to come in, and people mm-hmm. will come in, interview, apply online, come in for an interview, come back for another interview, get hired, and then tell them, okay. She goes, essentially, we show them a schedule. You tell us what day and time you'd like to start. Here are all the options. And they pick it, and then they never hear from them again. It's like, what? What are they doing? How are people surviving?
I don't know. But, I mean, it's working well for our country as a whole.
Yeah.
Everything seems to be, you know, on a smooth sail right now.
Right.
But, I mean, who knew when you're a teenager and you're going around like you, Ace, dragging your lawnmower all over the neighborhood asking people if they needed their yards mowed, that would end up being such a big business?
No idea.
You know, because, I mean, they're not even landscaping.
Yeah.
You know, just the mow, blow, and go, as they say.
Yeah. Our tennis coach in high school was a landscape design. That was his degree, was in landscape design. And he had a landscape business on the side. Mm-hmm. That was the first time I'd ever even heard of that. Like, I didn't even know what that was.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, I don't even know what you do as a landscape designer. Because everybody's yard growing up was either mowed by, they either mowed it or they hired one of the kids in the neighborhood to come mow it. Nobody drove around with a trailer full of equipment and everything. And then especially not the first time that my first actual technical job was a friend of my mom's. Her mom was on the board for the libraries in Rapides Parish, and she got me a job mowing. She asked me, would you want to mow the libraries? And I said, sure. And so I got a job, two of the libraries. I had to mow them every 10 days. I had to mow, you know, there was a certain time period to go mow them. And I had to load my lawnmower at my mom's car, and she would drive me over to the library and drop me off for 2 hours. She'd come back in like 2 hours and run her errands and go to the grocery store, and I'd, you know, mow the whole thing.
And nothing shows money like a lawnmower in a trunk.
Wow.
It was. We had to leave the trunk of my mom's Monte Carlo open.
With a piece of twine.
Piece of twine. And I got to where we did it so often, I just kept the same one because you could hook it around and just hook it around real quick and not have to tie it off every time.
Yeah, it's the mowing Monte Carlo.
That's right.
Oh, here it comes, the mowing Monte Carlo. Yeah.
Rob, have you ever mowed a yard?
Yeah, when I was a teenager.
Once?
No, I did it for a couple of years.
You did?
Yeah.
Just yours, or you to make money?
I tried to do it to make money, but nobody in the neighborhood was that interested in it.
Right, because nobody had indoor grass.
Right.
Because, you know, his ass ain't going outside.
I'm looking to mow some grass inside if you're interested.
Man, that was, you know, when you're in the sixth grade, that's a big business. You got to get your flyers made and be the first one to get the flyers in the mailboxes, you know, to try to get new clients and everything
for the summer. I made flyers, and we used the Stone Cold Steve Austin skull on it, and nobody was interested for some reason. Yeah.
Nobody like, wants to hire this
devil worshiper to come over here and mow the grass.
You don't want finger blasters mowing to come take care of your yard? Are you kidding me?
Finger blasters mowing.
It's got a skull on the effing front. So you know it's serious.
Yeah. Shocker mowers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, that's when I really started hating the outdoors.
When nobody would hire finger blasters. Yeah.
They didn't know what was effing cool.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast.
It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ Family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
I stretched the other day. I was stretching, and then I was in the chair, and I pushed my legs out. I was stretching everything, you know, full body stretch. And have y'all ever had a Charlie horse in your stomach muscles?
No.
What?
Oh, my God.
That's scary.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, just a full, just like you would get in your calf, in my lower ab muscles.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Is it scary?
Oh, yeah, because how do you stretch that out? How do you can't walk that off like you can a cramp in your leg.
How long did it last?
About 10 minutes. And finally, it went, and it, but it lasted so long that my stomach muscles were sore, like I had done a workout.
Wow!
For about 3 or 4 days, yeah.
Really?
Uh huh. It was crazy. And, you know, my abs are buried so deeply anyway. I couldn't get in there to rub it out.
And I always wish those things you could put on your stomach that would shock your abs would work.
Mm-hmm.
That way, I don't mind doing anything else in the gym, but I hate doing the damn ab workout. I hate it, hate it, hate it.
Mm. Yeah, I always hated it too. Even when I liked working out, I hated doing it because, you know, I don't like the way it hurts your back. I don't like that.
I know
most people like hurting their backs, but I didn't. I'm weird.
I just don't like the fact that I don't have abs. It's like doing an extra workout. It's like I just finished my workout. Yeah. Damn, now I got to go and do this other workout thing over here.
Do some cool sculpting.
I have thought about that because I have the way my body has always been just naturally. Just, my dad was the same way. The fat will collect right above my belt.
Yeah.
And I've thought about doing cool sculpting just to try to get rid of that or lipo, but that seems expensive. And painful.
And probably.
And I don't want to do either. I don't want anything that's expensive or painful.
Yeah, that's your FUDA.
Your FUDA.
Oh, slightly above that, but I get your point.
Yeah. You got a FUDA.
I don't know whether that's already a thing. I just thought of that. It could have been already used. I don't know.
Well,
I'm sure it is.
It only makes sense.
It's great.
I really like him, Mama, and I think he could be the one. There's just one thing that I don't know if I can get past.
It's been on Urban Dictionary since 2006.
Yeah, it's on Urban Dictionary.
What's that, baby? His FUDA.
He's got a FUDA.
A FUDA?
Mm-hmm.
The sentences that some people provide are phenomenally gross and wild to help explain terms on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. Well, that's what you should do. You should go in and just, you know, tell them you need a FUDA procedure. FUDA suction, whatever they call it.
FUDA suction.
Please help me with my FUDA.
It'd be perfect for an endorsement.
Uh-huh.
If you want to try to get that.
Right.
I had a FUDA.
Who among us doesn't have FUDA problems?
And it was genetic because my dad suffered from FUDA as well.
I want to see a doctor advertise on TV.
It's a FUDA procedure.
Yeah, you can take care of it.
It's the hottest in male cosmetic procedures.
The FUDA.
So, how about that deal the other day? We didn't expand on it because we were on the radio. But what is the actress's name from She-Hulk, Rob? Jamila?
Jamila Jamil.
Jamila Jamil. And she did this interview and said that when she was doing the Hulk, she was doing her the She-Hulk. Mm-hmm. She was doing her own stunts and pulled a muscle in her booty hole.
Yeah.
I mean, she said the full thing. But I've never done any type of workout or any type of athletic maneuver or anything that would even come close to pulling that muscle.
Yeah, I don't even understand. First off, I didn't know there was a muscle in there that you could pull like that. I don't guess it. I never thought about it, to be honest with you.
She pulled her, is the sphincter,
right? I was gonna say, is that the sphincter muscle, or is the sphincter muscle the taint area?
I don't know. The sphincter, or is it the anus? One of them is a muscle.
Yeah, the sphincter is a ring of muscle that opens and closes.
Ooh, that sounded even worse.
Everybody immediately made that face like, ooh, I don't like that.
I pulled my booty ring of muscle.
Yeah.
I Googled butthole muscle to find it.
So that's the
sphincter.
Your anal sphincter.
Hmm.
Yeah, because there's multiple sphincters in your body, aren't there? I think there are.
Oh, really?
Are
you serious?
I think so.
Are there?
I thought so.
Think it's just anything that like opens and closes like that. Like,
so your mouth is a sphincter.
I don't know. Hope so. I don't know for sure, but
it opens and closes.
Yeah.
But are those muscles?
Yeah.
But you just muscles. When somebody says sphincter, you immediately think about the butthole.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't know that was a real word. I thought it was a Yankee slang.
Okay.
Actually, I thought it was Jewish slang.
Yeah. Sphincter?
Sphincter, yeah.
Sphincter.
I knew that later. But when I was a kid, I always thought it was just because they said it on TV.
Oy vey.
A ring of muscles surrounding and serving to guard or close an opening or tube. The anus are the openings of the stomach.
So you got multiple sphincters.
Mm-hmm.
It says there are four sphincters in the body.
Sphincter says what?
That's exactly what I was thinking immediately.
Four sphincters and 7 years ago.
One of my sphincters is acting up. Which one?
I got a real faulty sphincter.
Yeah, and my cousin's been down, so I'm gonna donate him one of my sphincters. I think we're a match.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. There are 40 sphincters in the body.
Whoa.
Some are microscopic.
Oh, but they don't count.
We don't count those. So she pulled the muscle in her sphincter.
Yeah.
Her anal sphincter.
She pulled her sphincter.
And she says muscle. It was from an exercise or something?
Yeah, it was a stunt, yeah.
Yeah, she said they did jujitsu and kung fu and combat in the air.
Right.
Did you get punched in the asshole? I don't believe it for a second. Yeah, your significant other comes home and tells you they've pulled a muscle in their sphincter. I've got follow-up questions. I'm sorry. Tell me exactly what happened before I walk out this door with my suitcase. I'm going to have some questions.
Yeah. That would be fair, I think.
Yeah, sounds like bullshit.
So you think it got injured in a different way?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Ooh, they really messed up my sphincter muscle. It worked.
Yeah. You're filming a movie. How'd that happen?
You try to file that workman's comp.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it hurts, though.
I bet it does.
It has to hurt.
Because you don't realize how much you use that muscle in every day-to-day movements. Every time you take a step, that has to be affected. If your sphincter's out of whack, yeah, I would think. I walk on my butt all the time.
I don't think about that a lot. No.
And when you go to the bathroom?
Yeah, I know that. But that's the only time. I don't think it's in motion.
I bet it does hurt when you walk.
It has to hurt when you walk.
Yeah,
it probably hurts, but I'm saying, is that muscle in use a lot other than using the bathroom?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine is. I give mine a good workout.
I'm clinching 24/7.
Yeah, when you eat those four corn dogs and cheese tater tots, yours is working. Yours should look like Mr. Olympus or whatever.
Mr. Olympus.
That's how you can make some money on YouTube, Rob.
Yeah.
Showcasing the world's strongest sphincter.
Yeah, Jack LaLanne.
Yeah.
Come one, come all. See the world's strongest sphincter.
Can he pull a Dodge Ram truck?
Yeah.
So that's something that a hot girl can get away with talking about without getting ridiculed, right? She says that she pulled a sphincter muscle. She's not, nobody's going to make fun of her or anything.
I don't know. You're probably right.
I would make
fun. I don't know what we have been, but other than
that, friends.
No, but we're not making fun of her directly. We're just talking about the whole thing in general.
I think it probably also depends how they pulled it.
But, you know, an unattractive person would probably, ooh.
Yeah. Hey, you do that.
Nasty. Yeah. Oh, wait, here comes Sphincter Woman.
Yeah. Hey, you're a superhero and you pulled your butthole. How weak are you?
But, you know, Rob says she plays the villain. She's the villain. In there. So that would be a great way to bring down a villain.
Yeah.
They should write that into the script.
That's her weakness.
Yeah, her weakness is her fragile sphincter.
Oh, my one weakness. My sphincter.
No.
Name for the sphincter.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next. The Share Funny podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.